Senator Tim Kennedy, chair of the Transportation Committee, says an estimated 50,000 drivers per day in New York pass a stopped school bus. He says that happens despite the bus's red flashing lights and a stop sign arm.
And our kids getting off the buses and the blatant disregard just to save a couple of seconds to get to an appointment, it is absolutely unconscionable. And it's illegal. But unfortunately, over the years, there hasn't been an enforcement measure in place. That changes today.
Kennedy says those drivers will now be held accountable. School districts will have the option of requesting cameras from law enforcement in their communities and installing them on the stop arms. Police can then review the footage caught by the cameras and issue a $250 fine to anyone recorded passing a stopped school bus. Municipalities where the school district is located will have to finance the program. It would take effect in the school year that begins in September. A second measure would require that passengers in the back seat of a car be required to wear a seat belt. Bill sponsor, Senator David Carlucci, says passengers not wearing the belts are 8 times more likely to be killed or injured in a car crash. And he says ride-sharing companies like Lyft and Uber have increased the number of people who ride in the back seat of cars.
We need to send the message that you have to wear your seatbelt regardless of where you're sitting in that vehicle.
The measure would fine both the driver of the car and the passenger if they are over the age of 16 if they're caught not wearing a seatbelt in the backseat of a car. It is already illegal to ride in the backseat of the car without a seatbelt if you're under 16 years old. Another measure updates driver education curriculum and road tests to train drivers to better watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians. Senator Andrew Gonardis is the sponsor.
Now we have many more pedestrians using our walkways. We have many more cyclists using our walkways. We have motorized bikes. We have e-bikes. We have motorcycles. We have cars and vehicles of all kinds. And unless we are teaching people how to drive and operate in a shared space, we're never going to change the culture of driving that continues to lead to this growing epidemic we are facing in our state of more and more cyclists and pedestrians being killed by motor crashes.
E-bikes and scooters are currently illegal in New York. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says Democrats have not yet discussed a bill to legalize the vehicles. The Senate package also includes waterway safety measures. A bill known as Brianna's Law would require the owners and operators of boats to undergo a safety training course. It's named after Brianna Lynak, who was killed at the age of 11 in a 2005 boating accident off the coast of Long Island. The accident also severely injured several members of her family. Senator Phil Boyle, a Republican who previously sponsored the bill, says he and his wife heard the sirens of emergency vehicles responding to the accident from their front porch.
We would not hand a set of keys to someone and just say, you're out there, go drive down the road. You don't know what side of the road, you don't know basic principles of road safety. Well, the water is the same way. And the vehicles are just as dangerous and just as deadly.
Lynak's mother and sister were present for the vote. The traffic and boating safety measures passed with little controversy, though several Republican senators voted against the seatbelt requirement. Some GOP members also voted against the boating safety bill, saying it doesn't go far enough to cover those who rent boats. The state assembly has already approved several of the measures, including the cameras on school bus stop arms and the boating safety measure. Governor Andrew Cuomo also backs many of the bills, and he's expected to sign them. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.